Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel, we finished chapter 17. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with chapter 18 today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. Today we'll start 1 Samuel chapter 18. Make sure you have pencil and paper as well, and you can take notes and follow along as we go each day. And I trust that if you miss a day, you'll somehow get to our website and re-listen to that message, or maybe you want to re-listen to a message that you've already heard, and you can do that just by going to our website. Now, our announcer will give you our website at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, so let me encourage you to go there and look over the website. Many sermons, Sunday sermons, as well as our radio broadcast sermons, various subjects. Let me encourage you to do that. Now, also, today, as I'm recording this, it is June the 26th, 2013. When you hear this, I think it's probably going to be September or October of this same year. So that kind of gives you an idea of where we are in our recording. So when things happen that are of a national importance or something that is really big on the political scene or whatever scene it may be, and you may wonder, why isn't the pastor really commenting on that? And it's because I've recorded several months ahead of you. So, again, that's the way we do, and I hope that if it does hit something right on the head, then maybe that's was God looking ahead, knowing what would be there. Today, the Supreme Court really made a major decision that I think is going to have great consequences on this country. And by that I mean they decided that this country should allow same-sex marriage and have all these benefits as well. And so this is the day of that decision. And right now, one of the hardest things for me is not to just go right after it and preach about it. So let me just say this on that particular thing. Homosexual marriage, according to the Word of God, is an absolute sin. God hates that sin. I will go on record as saying, I hate that sin. It is evil, and it should never, never have gotten this far in this country. However, through Supreme Court actions, we've removed the Bible from the schools. We're getting Jesus' name out of the public fanfare. And so what are we to expect to follow? Let me also add this. I believe that Jesus Christ can save and change the souls of those people. In 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, it mentions the effeminates and abusers of themselves with mankind, which addresses the area of homosexuality. And my friend, in addressing those subjects, what you need to understand is that God hates the sin, but he loves that sinner and wants to save their soul. And he says those people that had that sin, such were some of you. They didn't have to go through counseling. They didn't have to go through a long thing. They just went to church every day after they got saved, and that's what they needed. And they were no longer homosexuals. And so, again, God can do that. Maybe you and I need to spend our time in prayer and, yes, fasting. for Supreme Court judges, congressmen, professors in the colleges across this land, our neighbors, and to begin to pray for a revival. Let's pray that they'll repent from these sins. Let's pray that Christians will get the burden to go witness to their neighbors, to go witness to these people in the halls of justice. And let's pray that Christians will do their job. Now, if we'd been winning souls, maybe this wouldn't have happened. So we've got to do our job. So, again, let me just put this as an add-in to, before we get into our Bible study, is that we as Christians need to do our job. We need to get busy. We need to get down to business of winning souls, being separate from worldliness and unrighteousness. Now, there's a lot of you folks right now listening to my voice that need to get rid of your cable because you're watching filth and it's going into your children and grandchildren's mind, and they are growing to accept these sinful lifestyles because they see it entertains you regardless of what you say about it. And so, my friend, we see that. Now, on the other hand, let me say this. You see terrorist attacks. You see tornadoes, hurricanes, financial fallouts, and just a host of other things. Don't let media influence your thinking to say, well, that can't be the hand of God because God's a loving God. Listen, because God loves, He judges. He says, I chasten those that are my own. And God also judges the wicked. And my friend, we know that the Lord will judge the unrighteous. See, when we become a reproach to the name of God and that nation that sins, yes, God is going to judge them. So we need to understand that because we are going that way. We are calling. It's almost like we're sending up a message. God, if you're God, judge us. You know, we don't think you're God, so you can't do anything about it. I don't think these, from the present on down, I don't think these men and women have any idea that they have a personal responsibility, those in the Supreme Court, those in the courts underneath them, those in the halls of government have no idea that they are greatly responsible for bringing the judgment of God upon this nation. And you can take that to the media. It doesn't really bother me one way or the other. I'm not going to do like some of your preachers have today and back off when they say this could be the judgment hand of God. Back when 9/11 happened and some preachers said that, boy, the media hit them and others hit them, even other churches and preachers hit them, and they backed off. Well, listen, we don't back off the truth. We don't back off the truth. The Bible doesn't say be ye compromised to God. It says be ye reconciled to God. The point that you reconcile to is the absolute. It's the truth. It's the total righteousness. It's without sin. It's without error. And so He is the one that we reconcile to. He doesn't need us halfway to compromise. He doesn't compromise His holiness, His righteousness at all. And so I know I'm sound like I'm going on a tangent, but maybe sometimes we need to get on a tangent and say what needs to be said. Now, finally, before we start our study for the day, I just want to share with you about the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry. We started in April 1st of 2001. Now, I know there's all kind of April Fool's jokes that go out there, but we started in April 1st of 2001, and we were on a local radio station for 1 year, and then we dropped that station because of doctrinal situations and things that weren't right in other areas, and went to 90.3 down in Haines City, Florida. A few years later, we went to the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, and then the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio was also added out in the Micronesian Islands were added. So one after another was added to us. But it was 7 years ago, the end of May, that we went on the internet in an area where we could call track our downloads, and that was at sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. And here's the 7-year report. 173 foreign countries have downloaded our sermons over these last 7 years. All 50 states and Washington, D.C. The total downloads, including mobile phones, is standing at 284,792. We find that over 600,000 different computers have visited our website to click on a sermon. Now, I still believe local churches, personal missionaries are the best for these areas. But there are many areas in which there is no missionary, there's no local church, there's no Bible preaching church at least. And so when there isn't, then this broadcast can do a great deal of good because it's a verse-by-verse Bible study. But I want you to think on this one number. The last year alone, there were 71 downloads for North Korea. And actually, that's a little bit down. But that means about 6 people every month took a chance on the death penalty just to hear our program that teaches verse by verse. People are hungry for the Word of God. And so, my friend, you do your part to be in church every time the doors are open where they teach and preach the Word, not entertainment, not philosophy, the Word. I praise God for the many hours that Dick Vaught, Mark Hopper, put into this ministry, and as well as our announcer, Jerry Bank. And I think what will be said in heaven when those guys arrive and they meet people that were touched by this ministry, praise God for these men that work quietly behind the scenes to get much accomplished and make sure that you get these messages. And so, my friend, keep us in prayer. Tell others about this broadcast. This is a faith broadcast. We don't ask for money. We never have. We don't plan to start. We tell you that your tithe belongs to your local church, and then on top of that, anything that you send to us, it better not be your local church tithe, but above a tithe, an offering, which is above 10%. And then only after you've prayed about it. We want you to believe that this is where God wants you to send it. And then if so, yes, we'll receive that. And everything you give does not pay one salary. It goes strictly into the radio ministry to pay for all the equipment, expenses, and other things that are incurred with this type of a ministry. So if you'd like to help, then, my friend, we would like to have you help us. So, again, we encourage you to only pray about it, and then if God impresses us on your heart, send an offering. You may even think of the radio station to which you're listening. If it's a faith-based radio station in that it does not sell advertisement, you may even think if there's having nothing but good Bible preaching programs and good godly music, of supporting that station as well. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.